I'm Cliff Mims, and I'm thinking out loud. Since spring break, I've been in quite a few different schools, talked to lots of teachers, and one of the things that's common at most grade levels and in most every setting is that everyone's involved in testing. It's here in the States, it's the end of the academic year, and so achievement tests have been administered or are in the process of being administered. We also have things like the AP exams, gateway testing, end of course testing, and many other kinds of tests that are going on at this time of year. Usually when teachers start talking about these things, they pretty quickly go on to talk about how it's disrupting the schedule, it's impacting the time that they have with students and taking away from some of their instructional time that they might have with students. And as I thought about this and heard this frequently recently, I began to think and wonder, what would the classroom be like if we didn't have to account for that every year or every semester? If you are a classroom teacher and you knew that, you know, in April there wasn't a week where your students were going to be involved in achievement tests, and then again in May they weren't going to be involved for 2 days in AP exams or gateway testing. And for some of you in the fall, you are also involved in some testing in your classroom. So my question is, you know, how would your classroom be different if you didn't have to build account for those days in your calendar every year? If you actually did get that instructional time with the students, how would your classroom be different? I'm Cliff Mims, and I've been thinking out loud.